You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as we observe the current state of affairs in this society, I think it's time for a good old-fashioned rant. Now, let me start off with this. I was looking for the article on that particular woman that I got a lot of comments about. However, I wasn't able to find the article, but I was able to find the mugshot. Gentlemen, this right here is the face of desperation on display in real time. Yes, gentlemen, it is that bad. Now, you have to ask yourself, why wasn't there an actual article published? Well, we know why. Because that right there would have been a full display of just how bad President Houseplant has completely and totally fucked this economy. Yeah, but this woman represents a microcosm of what's really going on beneath the surface. I mean, this guy is like, well, you know, the economy is the best it's ever been. You know, everybody's got more money and, you know, everybody's don't have a lot of debt. And, you know, come on, man. However, under the surface, women are desperate. A lot of these women are finally shedding that false pride that they love to throw up. A lot of women are making back alley deals. Yeah. However, gentlemen, be extraordinarily careful, because these women are not looking for a relationship, even though that's what they'll try to say without saying it. No, they're looking for help. They're looking for you to help them through their life. Even though we know a lot of these women, especially on TikTok, thank you, TikTok. Their ultimate game is to finesse you. Now, of course, they want to say high value and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. No, no. They're looking for a way to part you from your resources. However, gentlemen, you have to be extraordinarily careful nowadays. Extraordinarily careful. Especially if you're on dating sites. Boy, how many articles have I covered over the years of guys who got set up to be robbed via dating apps? I've done plenty of articles on that particular topic. Now, in regards to seeking, not gonna lie, there are some of these young women out here who are starting to be pretty much blatant in what they're looking for. Yeah, I need help for such and such. Yeah, you know, I'm going to need help for this. Yeah, some of these women are just, they're outright saying it in their profiles. However, also, if you're on seeking, yeah, the quality has gone down drastically. Drastically. I mean, I got messaged by a woman who was, I shit you not, 63 years old. I'm just looking like, what? No. No. Why on earth would I pass all of these younger women and decide to communicate with you? Man, I deleted that message so damn quick. And then I took my picture off my profile. To hell with that nonsense. But, of course, in the gym, yeah, I have observed a lot of these women. And they're going around trying to fake normal. But I know. And I just look at them and smile. Just, And I keep it moving. I keeps it moving. Some of them are there with their boyfriends or whoever. And it's like, wow. Little do you know, your girl is actually selling herself on Seeking. Maybe these guys know. 9 times out of 10, they probably don't know. But that also leads me to briefly talk about the unfortunate situation with that rapper Trouble. Gentlemen, you must be extraordinarily careful with these modern women because you don't know who they're probably with or who they just broke up with. Yeah. So, in my humble opinion, if you're still going to deal with these modern women, never meet them at their place. Never let them come to your place. Neutral grounds only. And you have to be upfront with your expectation. None of this, oh, you know, we're going to go and have dinner and all. No, those days are gone. Uh-uh. Ladies, if you're not willing to trade, you know, if you're not willing to put sex on the menu, gentlemen, you have to be ready to go ahead and put that on the menu. Look, if we're not having sex, then there's no point in us even continuing on. Period. But, gentlemen, gonna be coming up with that comprehensive list of disqualifiers for modern women, especially in the next few months. Oh, yeah, gentlemen, you are going to have to exercise extreme dick discipline. Period. You have to exercise it because now, yeah, these women out here, they're essentially playing for keeps. So, gentlemen, you got to be smart and play the game just like they are. I've always said this, the most basic component between men and women, trust, it is gone. It is completely gone. The social contract is gone. However, so many women out here are thinking that they can find a way to, you know, finagle themselves into a quote unquote situationship. Gentlemen, don't do it. Do not do it. These women have said that they were strong, independent, didn't need no man as long as the economy was good. Oh, they thumbed their noses up at you. However, now that the economy has gone to shit, yeah, those same women are making back alley deals on the regular. I'm just saying, it is truly visible to those who actually see it. But getting ready to close this out, every time I go to the pump, I overhear somebody complaining, particularly women complaining about the gas prices. And I just simply ask them, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, what do you mean? What are you going to do about it? Apparently, this is a problem that you're complaining about. So, what are you going to do about it? Well, there's nothing that I can really do about it. Well, you know, there is, but obviously you want somebody else to solve your problem for you. Unfortunately, that has become the mindset of the vast majority of people, especially liberal people. Well, we want someone else to solve our problem. Someone else can make it go away. No, no. The solution to the problem is the person who looks back at you in the mirror. If you're not ready to make a move, then shut up about the problem. Every time I say that, I get a great deer in the headlights look to show you just how fully indoctrinated these people truly are. But with that being said, I'm going to close out this rant. Ladies, times are getting a whole lot worse. And a lot of you brought this on yourselves. So, the power is getting ready to go out. Feminism is going to go out right along with it. Because day by day, more women are shedding that fake pride and those fake egos, because in real time, they know they need help. And a lot of men are waking up to the finesse game that they're trying to run. So yeah, a lot of you, it's just not gonna work. You're going to experience this fire. And guess what? It's going to be wonderful. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.